Time now for your comments. Mary Sojourner's commentary, empathizing with a group that burns down big new homes in Arizona to protest building near nature preserves, brought a lot of response. Jim Roy of Albany, Oregon wrote, "If the human race is around to look back on this day 1,000 years from now, it will be because the Mary Sojourners of the world and the ghosts of the Arizona desert refuse to let us forget that every single blade of grass has value commensurate with our own." However, many more listeners responded with indignation. We received this voicemail, for instance, from Scott Price of Abilene, Kansas.
"And this kind of crud is exactly why I don't send NPR $120 anymore, that I send it to the National Rifle Association. Thank you."
Several listeners commented on the radio expedition story on climber David Brashear's return to Mount Everest on the anniversary of the mountain's worst ever climbing disaster. Rhonda Rowe of Austin wrote, "The foolhardy acts of affluent, well-educated, and physically fit men, and sometimes women, who decide to climb a mountain are not the stuff of tragedy. Real tragedies, like homelessness and world hunger, would benefit if they gained just some of the excessive resources used to promote this shallow and needless sport." But Linda Saul of Helena, Montana wrote, "I tuned in midway to find myself deep in Nepal. The labored breathing caused by high elevation, clanging Tibetan cymbals and chanting monks and fluttering prayer flags in the crisp wind took me back to my 6-week trek of many years ago. I sat captive in my car long after arriving to work, wanting to stay in the Khumbu just a little longer." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can call in. The listener comment line is 202-842-5044, or email. The address is morning@npr.org.